Hi, this is Mo Oster, MISNI's Senior Vice President for Advocacy. I lead a team of lobbyists fighting for you in Albany and sometimes in Washington, D.C. This week, Governor Hochul delivered her executive budget to the New York State Legislature. The $233 billion executive budget proposal helped fill in the lines of many of the conceptual ideas she presented as part of last week's State of the State message. Like last week's message, there was an extensive focus on addressing gaps in patient access to needed care, including expanding access to mental health care and primary care services. On a positive note, she proposed a significant investment for the patient-centered medical home program, enhanced student loan repayment options for psychiatrists and primary care physicians who agree to treat a significant percentage of Medicaid patients over a four-year period. She proposed continuing for an additional year telehealth payment parity on health insurers and increased subsidies for purchasing health insurance coverage through the New York State Exchange. However, there were as many concerning proposals in the executive budget as there were positive proposals. In particular, she proposed to repeal the long-standing Committee for Physicians Health program, a decades-old program operated by MISNI to confront and refer to treatment physicians suffering from alcoholism, chemical dependency, or mental illness, all of which can be manifestations of the physician burnout epidemic we are now facing. The program has helped thousands of physicians across many years return healthy to patient care after receiving needed counseling and treatment. It is a public benefit. It is funded by $30 from each physician's biennial registration fee. It has been extended by the legislature in five-year increments since the 1980s, and last year the governor even proposed to extend it for 10 years. Its repeal makes no sense. There was no reason for proposing this repeal other than simply quote-unquote efficiencies. The budget also proposes to require the 15,000 physicians currently enrolled in the long-standing excess medical malpractice insurance program to bear 50% of the cost of these policies at a cumulative cost to physicians of nearly $40 million. This proposal was advanced during multiple Cuomo administration executive budgets, but was thankfully rejected by the state legislature because of its adverse impact not only on community-based physicians, but ultimately on patients who are the ultimate beneficiaries of this insurance funding. The program has remained essential for physicians given the exorbitant and rising cost of medical liability insurance in New York State, and for which we placed a further spotlight on this problem because of the wrongful death legislation that passed the legislation but was vetoed by the governor. It is truly ironic that much of the public messaging from the governor on her budget has been about expanding patient access to care when both of these proposals will actually harm patient access to community-based physician care by driving physicians out of practice in New York. But instead of finding ways to expand access to physician care, there are other focuses in the budget on expanding access to non-physician care, including a proposal that would permit physician assistants to practice without any physician supervision after 8,000 clinical practice hours if they are employed by hospital or work in primary care delivery. She also proposes to permit dentists to screen for certain medical conditions and to permit pharmacists to dispense PrEP on a non-patient-specific basis. It is clear we have our work cut out for us. We have created grassroots links on the MISNI website for each of these issues that make it easier for physicians to register their objections to these proposals with their assembly members and senators. Now it is the legislature's turn to consider these proposals. Over the next several weeks, the state legislature will hold hearings on various issue areas of the state budget, beginning with the health portion of the budget next Tuesday, January 23rd. MISNI is developing comprehensive testimony to deliver on many of these proposals for that hearing. Following this, each house will then develop what are called one-house budgets that will reflect their own budget goals that will set the stage for three-way negotiations with the governor. The challenges we face are why you must plan to be in Albany on Tuesday, March 12th for our annual Physician Advocacy Day. You owe it to your patients to make sure your legislators are aware of all the practice threats we face, including these budget proposals, whether you are in private practice or are employed. And we are anticipating having the chairs of the Assembly and Senate Health and Insurance Committees, in addition to the Commissioner of Health, being on the panels for the morning educational program. Please look for information in today's Pulse and on the MISNI website for how you can register. Turning to upcoming CME, please put on your calendar next Wednesday, January 24th at 7:30 a.m. for the next Medical Matters one-hour webinar, Psychosocial Elements of Infectious Disease Outbreaks, with our faculty, Dr. Craig Katz. We will also have a live Veterans Matters program in Lake Placid on January 27th at 1:15 p.m. in conjunction with the 3rd and 4th MISNI District Leadership Retreat. The topic will be burn pits and their psychological and physical impact on veterans with faculty Dr. Adolf Meyer. Please also plan to put on your long-term calendar the next series of the Women's Physician Leadership Academy CME programming on the Saturday mornings of March 2nd, March 9th, and March 16th. More information on these programs will be forthcoming. Thank you again for listening to this podcast and for your support of MISNI and your county medical society. Like I said, we've got our work cut out for us. We will speak again next week.